Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. All right, so one of the ways that cryptocurrency is potentially changing how we interact with money is how easy it is to complete transactions around the world. However, if you're someone who has money in foreign bank accounts or other financial accounts, like retirement or brokerage accounts, you're probably familiar with FBAR reporting. So, how does FBAR reporting work for cryptocurrencies at tax time? Are you going to need to fill out the paperwork for crypto assets held on a foreign cryptocurrency exchange or with some other decentralized organization? For now, the short answer is no. And that is our show for today. Just kidding. The longer answer starts with, not yet. In light of the possibility that you'll have to start reporting your crypto assets held on exchanges and other blockchain organizations based in other countries, let's take a look at how the FBAR works and what you might expect in the future. What is FBAR reporting? The Foreign Bank Account Report, FBAR, is designed for you to let the government know what assets you hold in financial institutions overseas. You don't actually file your FBAR as part of your tax return. Instead, you file it with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, which is a division of the Treasury Department. Very official. Depending on your situation, after you file your FBAR, you might need to fill out another form for your tax return. The FBAR is meant to help the Treasury Department get an idea of how much money you have overseas so that you are less likely to commit tax evasion using foreign accounts. FBAR filing requirements. You're supposed to fill out an FBAR if your total account balance in foreign accounts is more than $10,000. So, if you have $5,000 in a checking account held at a bank in Canada and another $5,000 in securities at a Hong Kong-based brokerage, you will need to file the FBAR. However, it's important to note that the IRS wants its cut from what is considered a U.S. person, not just citizens. If you have a total account balance of more than $10,000 in financial institutions outside the country, you probably need to fill out the FBAR if you are a U.S. citizen, even one living abroad, green card holder, lawful immigrant living in the U.S., trust with at least one trustee who's considered a U.S. person, corporations and partnerships that are incorporated using U.S. law. In general, FBAR requirements apply to accounts with joint ownership as well. If you have an individual account and also a joint account, each held outside the U.S., if the total balance of those accounts exceeds $10,000, you probably still have to fill out the paperwork. Cryptocurrency exception to FBAR reporting. As of this podcast, there is an exception for cryptocurrency holdings. According to a FinCEN statement from 2020, accounts holding virtual currencies aren't subject to FBAR reporting. The only time you'd have to report such an account is if it held reportable assets as well as cryptocurrencies. Basically, if you're keeping money at a cryptocurrency exchange based outside the U.S., you aren't required to fill out an FBAR. However, that exception might not remain in effect much longer. The FinCEN statement acknowledged that crypto assets aren't subject to reporting, but it also suggests that the agency will come up with some rules in the future. So, while you don't currently need to worry about the FBAR for your foreign cryptocurrency accounts, unless you have a brokerage holding both virtual assets and more traditional assets, there's a very good chance that you'll have to be ready to report them in the future. How to file an FBAR? First of all, you need to file your FBAR by April 15th for the previous calendar year, similar to your tax filing deadline. Keep that in mind as you prepare your finances during tax time. It can make sense to include the FBAR even if you don't end up filing the paperwork with the IRS. In order to file an FBAR, you need to have the name of the account holder and know what type of number designates your account. You also need the name and address associated with the institution that offers the account to you. Finally, you need to know the maximum value that was held in each account during the tax year. So, even if you have $12,000 in your account right now, if the maximum account you had amounted to $15,000 at some point during the year, you need to know that maximum number. You can file an FBAR online with FinCEN. You'll fill in your personal information and then add the names, account numbers, addresses, and maximum account values associated with each bank. you'll need to add another institution if you have more than one account overseas. You fill out the information about single accounts in Part 2 of the form and information about joint accounts in Part 3. Because there's an exception that crypto accounts will need to be reported in the future, FinCEN will need to tweak the forms a little. For example, when filling out an FBAR, you would share the type of account, such as a bank or a brokerage. However, when dealing with cryptocurrencies, you might need to have a designate that reflects a crypto exchange or that points to a DAO if you're participating in a DAO with a foreign address. On top of that, the account might not be the right destination for cryptocurrency assets. When the guidance changes and the new reporting form is prepared, pay attention to the terms used. Are there penalties for not filing an FBAR? Because cryptocurrencies aren't included in FBAR filing requirements, you don't have to worry about penalties unless you have other assets being held in bank or brokerage accounts overseas. If you should have filed an FBAR but didn't, there are penalties based on your intent and motivation. Non-willful, perhaps you didn't realize you needed to file an FBAR, so you didn't. In this case, you might end up with a penalty of $10,000 per violation. Willful. On the other hand, if FinCEN looks at your record and decides that you decided not to pay on purpose, you could face a penalty of $100,000 per violation. It makes sense to pay attention to the news surrounding the FBAR, as well as other regulations relating to cryptocurrencies and other digital assets, because they change all the time. The Treasury Department is trying to keep up, and so we're likely to see more guidance in the coming years. What about Form 8938? So while your FBAR is filed with FinCEN, Form 8938 is another issue. This form is filled with the IRS and is designed for much of the same purpose. You have a much higher threshold with Form 8938 than you do with the FBAR. So, even if you don't need to file a form with the IRS, you still need to file an FBAR. Also, you have to file an FBAR even if you file a Form 8938. You are required to include a Form 8938 with your tax return if you meet a minimum threshold total of foreign assets across different accounts. The threshold depends on your tax filing status. Some quick examples. I don't want to dive too deep because dealing with big numbers like this can get confusing. But for single filers, if you have assets totaling $50,000 on the last day of the year, or if the total assets reach $75,000 at any point during the year, then you need a Form 8938. For joint filers, if the total is $100,000 on the last day or reached $150,000 at any point during the previous year, you gotta file a Form 8938 with your tax return. That was a quick rundown. You can dig into that a little bit deeper at cultofmoney.com. Now let's talk about cryptocurrencies and Form 8938. The IRS hasn't really provided specific guidance on how to report accounts holding crypto assets. So, if you keep some of your crypto on an exchange with an overseas address, the IRS hasn't said what you have to do about it. Some experts think this means that you don't need to worry about Form 8938 if you have crypto assets. Other experts, though, point out that it really might make sense to file, just in case it turns out that you should have. At some point, though, experts expect that the IRS will issue more guidance on cryptocurrencies, including making sure taxpayers know they need to use Form 8938. Well-known foreign currency exchanges. While there are no FBAR reporting requirements for foreign crypto assets right now, there might be requirements later. As a result, it can help to know which cryptocurrency exchanges are based outside the U.S. Understanding the implications of FBAR reporting or the possibility that you might need to include a Form 8938 with your tax return can help you decide whether you want to keep your assets with foreign accounts. Some of the best-known foreign exchanges include Binance, Bitstamp, Crypto.com, Cryptopia, Liquid, just to name a few. Here's an FAQ. What about decentralized exchanges? So a DEX comes with its own potential issues ahead of cryptocurrency regulation. Decentralized exchanges like Uniswap and SushiSwap, sounds delicious, might never be subject to FBAR reporting. In many cases, figuring out an address for decentralized exchanges isn't really practical. As a result, you might not have to worry about those assets as long as your digital wallet provider is based in the U.S. U.S.-based exchanges. So, for those a little more interested in being safe, there are a number of exchanges that count as being in the U.S. This can smooth your FBAR reporting, since assets with these sites, no matter how short the time period, are safe from FBAR reporting. Binance US, BlockFi, Coinbase and Coinbase Pro, Gemini, Kraken, and Robinhood, just to name a few of the bigger ones. Carefully consider your long-term financial goals, as well as run different tax situations, before deciding to move your money based on FBAR reporting requirements or other regulations. The bottom line? For most people who have more than 10 grand across foreign accounts during a year, filing the FBAR is a requirement. However, the main exception, at least right now, is cryptocurrencies. Virtual assets aren't recognized for reporting. Down the road, though, there's a really good chance that FinCEN and other regulatory agencies will review the current situation and create more regulations for crypto assets. All right, that was a quick rundown. If you want to dive a little bit deeper, you can always go to cultofmoney.com, copy and paste the title of this podcast right into the search bar, and you'll find it. And you can check us out on social media or, like, everywhere. Just type in Cult of Money. You'll find us. I promise. Thanks so much for dropping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.